Hello. I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research, and I'm conducting an opinion survey. And we'd like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections. To make sure we have a representation of all ages, let me ask, what is the year of your birth?
1969.
All right, 1969. Perfect. So what is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
Some college.
All right. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or of Spanish origin?
No.
What is your race?
I'm Caucasian.
All right. Perfect. So are you registered to vote?
Yes.
As you may know, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or will you probably not vote? Or will you definitely not vote?
Almost certain to vote.
All right. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale of 0 to 10? 0 means that you're not motivated at all, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated.
10.
How much power do you feel like your vote has to create change in your community? Would you say 0, no power at all, or 10, meaning that you have a lot of power?
8.
Thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the two most important issues for you when voting this year? Would you say crime and violence, jobs and the economy, health care, immigration, Israel-Palestine conflict, student loan forgiveness, criminal justice reform/police violence, climate change, racism and discrimination, cost of living, inflation, voting rights and democracy, or abortion?
Crime. And right. Inflation.
Crime and inflation. All right. So now we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable feelings towards them. A 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, so it's very neutral. And a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable feelings towards them. And you may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. And if you don't know or have never heard of the people or a group, if you could please indicate so. So the first one is Kamala Harris.
10.
Hakeem Jeffries.
Who?
Hakeem Jeffries.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
All right, no worries. What about Joe Biden?
10.
Democrats in Congress?
10.
Republicans in Congress?
0.
Donald Trump?
0.
All right. So if the 2024 election for president were held today, for who would you vote for? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third party or independent candidate? Are you undecided or would you not vote?
Joe Biden.
And if you had to choose strictly from just between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, for who would you vote for in the 2024 elections for president?
Joe Biden.
And if the 2024 elections for Congress were held today, for who would you vote for? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Democrat.
When it comes to the campaign promises that President Biden made to black people during the 2020 election, would you say that he has kept all of his promises, kept most of his promises, kept some of his promises, kept a few of his promises, or not kept any of his promises?
Kept most of his promises.
Would you be more or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits, or would it make no difference? And the first one is, puts people over politics.
Is there a scale?
Yes, it's if you would be much more likely to support them, somewhat more likely to support them, somewhat less likely to support them, or much less likely to support them, or if it makes no difference.
Much likely.
All right. Secures the border.
Somewhat likely.
Would that be somewhat more likely or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Defends democracy.
Much likely.
Much more likely or much less likely?
Much more likely.
All right, no worries. What about someone who wants to build black wealth?
Build the what?
Build black wealth?
Somewhat more likely.
All right. Bring down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
Somewhat more likely.
Looks out for people like me.
Much more likely.
Grows the economy.
Somewhat more likely.
So for each of the following priorities or traits, if you could please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, a 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and a 0 means it does not describe them well at all. So the first one is effective and get things done.
8.
Fights racism and discrimination.
8.
Is honest and ethical.
8.
Wants to build black wealth.
8.
Is too woke.
Is what?
Is too woke.
Too woke?
Yes, too woke.
I'd say, I don't, 5.
5. Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
9.
Protects abortion rights.
10.
All right. So next I'm going to read you a few short brief statements that some people have made personally. And for each one of them, if you could please rate them on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress, a 5 means that it makes you somewhat motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress, and a 0 means it does not make you feel motivated at all to vote for Democrats in Congress. And you can use any number from 0 to 10. So the list or the statements go as a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the $1,400 cash relief that came my way under Democratic legislation during the pandemic.
10.
As a middle-class mother, I've been able to feed my kids thanks to the Democrats' American Rescue Plan, which invested more than $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP.
8.
As a young American just entering my workforce, I've seen more good-paying jobs become available as the unemployment rate for Black Americans like me is at a historically low level under Democratic leadership.
8.
As a recent college graduate, I was one of the 3.6 million borrowers who had $127 billion in student loans eliminated under Democratic leadership. This relief will help me get a head start and secure my economic future in uncertain times.
7.
As a senior, my prescription drug prices have gone down because Democrats in Congress capped prices for people like me, with a month's supply of insulin for seniors now $35, and seniors' out-of-pocket expenses at the pharmacy now capped at $2,000 a year. 8. All right. So I'm going to read you some actions that Democrats in Congress have taken over the last few years, and if you could please select up to 2 or 3 actions that you feel have the biggest impact in your life personally. So the list goes as, brought the unemployment rate down to historically low levels for Black Americans, invested in Black small businesses, ownerships, and entrepreneurship, invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP, cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8, invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing, lowered the cost of prescription drugs and capping insulin costs at $35 for seniors, eliminated $127 billion in student loan debt for 3.6 million borrowers, sent out $1,400 cash relief checks under the American Rescue Plan.
And what was the question? I'm sorry.
No worries. I can repeat it again. So this was based if you could select 2 or 3 actions that you feel have the biggest impact on your life personally.
The $1,400. I'm trying to think of the other ones you said.
I can repeat them again if you would like. No worries.
Yes, please.
All right. So the list goes, brought the unemployment rate down to historically low levels for Black Americans, invested in Black small business ownership and entrepreneurships, invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP, cut credit card late fees.
That one right there, for SNAP.
All right. Would you like me to read the rest as well?
Yes.
All right. Cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8. Invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing. Lowered the cost of prescription drugs and capping insulin costs at $35 for seniors. And eliminated
lowering the cost. Mm-hmm. Lowering
the cost. Perfect. So sometimes in surveys, people like to change their mind, and sometimes they don't, which is totally okay. So once again, I have to ask, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate? Were you undecided, or would you not vote?
Democratic.
All right. Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right? We should invest in a new businesses and a job that will allow black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap. Or we should invest in a safety net program that will raise black families out of poverty.
We should invest in creating black wealth.
All right. So next, I'm going to read you a few series of short statements that people may say why we should vote for Democrats for Congress. And for each one, if you could please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is it's a very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats for Congress. A 5 means that it's neither convincing nor unconvincing, so it's a neutral. And a 0 means that it's not a convincing reason at all to support Democrats for Congress. You may use a number from 0 to 10. So the first one is, we need leaders in Congress who will invest in black community, but Republicans in Congress care more about dividing the country and stripping away our freedoms. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress pass historic infrastructure investments, will help build up transportation, assist black homeowners with updating their homes, and advance environmental justice in communities that have been hit hardest by climate change.
8.
No one should be forced to carry a pregnancy against their will. The Republicans in Congress want to pass a national abortion ban that would force women to give birth in cases of rape or risk the mother's health. Democrats in Congress understand that abortion is a decision that should be made by a woman and her doctor, not politicians, and will pass a national protection on abortion.
8, that means that I'm for the Democrats to pass the protection of abortion?
Yes. So the higher you go, it means you support the statement. So in this kind of statement specifically, it would mean that you support that Democrats should create like a law or pass a national protection on abortion.
Okay. Okay.
So
I just
want
to make sure I got it.
Oh, all right.
Yes.
So, we all deserve access to good-paying jobs and our chance to succeed. The Republicans passed a law that raises taxes on middle class at the same time that they are giving tax cuts to big corporations and the ultra-wealthy. Democrats in Congress have stood up for us by providing tax relief for the working class, creating record numbers in the good-paying jobs, and encouraging record growth in black-owned small businesses, and closing the racial wealth gap.
8.
Every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care, but Republicans in Congress want to defund Social Security and Medicare, get rid of Affordable Care Act, and block laws that lower prescription drug prices. Democrats in Congress have lowered health care premiums and expand coverages under the Affordable Care Act for millions of black families. As a result, over 2.7 million have more black Americans have health insurance coverage in 2023.
8.
After MAGA extremists denied the 2020 election results, every single Republican in Congress voted against legislation that would enact the most sweeping voting and civil rights change since the 1960s. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress are fighting to expand voting rights so that everyone can continue to have a voice in deciding the future of our country.
10.
So now we just have a few more questions. Just wanted to let you know we're like 98% done. We're almost done with the survey. So I just want to thank you so much for your time. So the next question is, we just have a few more questions to ask. So how motivated are you now to vote for the November 2024 elections on a scale of 0 to 10? 0 means not at all motivated, and 10 means extremely motivated.
10.
How much power do you feel like your vote has to create a change in your community? Would you say 0, no power at all, or 10, meaning you have, like, a lot of power?
I'd say I have a lot of power, 10.
All right. Sometimes in surveys, people like to, again, change their minds, and sometimes they don't, which is totally fine. But I do have to ask it one last time. If the 2024 elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote for? The Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Democratic.
All right. And once again, for each of the following priorities or traits, if you could please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and a 0 means it does not describe them well at all. So the first one is, wants to build black wealth.
10.
Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
8.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under 18 years old?
Yes.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or a not strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
How would you describe your employment status?
Employed.
Would that be like full-time, part-time?
Full-time.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted Democrat.
So, Joe Biden?
Yes.
All right. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? And you can just totally ballpark it if you would like, or I can give you estimates.
About 42,000.
42, all right. Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? Would you say more than once a week, once or twice a month, a few times a year, seldom, or never?
The one before, never.
Seldom?
Seldom.
All right, perfect. Well, this will be our survey complete, like finished. So I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it.
You're welcome. I used to work in research.
Oh, really?
And we used to do surveys, yes, National Family Opinion.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever heard of them.
Yeah, we sometimes do for opinion research, Washington Opinion Surveys, and sometimes for Metro Research. It varies a lot.
Okay. Yep.
But yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, I just want to thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
You too.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.